American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 104. Here is the translated text as follows. American State Trials. Mr. Gale, for the state. Mr. Gale, gentlemen of the jury, it becomes necessary for me, as the circuit attorney of this district, to address you in this important case. After the length of time you have been compelled to listen to the protracted details presented here, the calmness of your countenances shows me that you are prepared to do justice to the state on one side, and to the prisoner at the bar on the other. I implore you, gentlemen, to set aside all external influences and approach this as a new case. In this age, with newspapers in every home, you must have heard of it before. During your voir dire, you stated that you had heard of it. In all its aspects, it is one of the most extraordinary cases in Missouri, or even in America. The parties involved, the person murdered, and the testimony detailed are all extraordinary. In the course of the defense, Judge Coulter seems to be put on trial. This was as extraordinary an opening on the part of the defense as the tragedy itself. We all know that Major Wright's reputation for talent and eloquence extends throughout the Union. Is it surprising that Judge Coulter was employed at my request? What was there in his remarks that required the observations made by the defendant's counsel? The only point I noted was that Judge Coulter told you it was your province to judge the circumstances constituting insanity. The Supreme Court of Missouri has decided that anyone can judge it, and you must. The doctrines of insanity are now carried out to a great degree of refinement. There has been an effort to establish a mental stethoscope to gauge the brain and measure the faculties. You have experience. Can you not judge insanity? Is it not ridiculous to think of a person gauging another's brain with such a scientific instrument as a mental stethoscope must be? Gauging is more akin to a carpenter measuring his work. The defendant's counsel says that the defense of insanity is very uncommon. He has only known it in his personal practice in 3 cases, despite being in full practice for 30 years.